When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio till 4 o'clock, 1 to 4. After 4 o'clock, you can hear the whole show over and over again. John and Ken, On Demand. That's the name of the podcast on the iHeart app. Hear it all week.
All right, coming up, there'll be a keyword. You're going to listen, and you have a chance to win some money. And we're down to the final three keywords for this run of the contest. The KFI Inflation Compensation Contest ends during the Tim Conway Jr. show around 5:20. You're on KFI, so stand by for that. It'll be immediately followed by our friends from the Moist Line. We'll see what's in this week's collection at 3:20, again at 3:50. And, of course, in between all that, we do have the mob members assembling to throw a hack into the dumpster in about 30 minutes on the John and Ken Show. Anything coming over the wires, John, that Trump's been indicted again, or is there any other case against
him? That indictment over the insurrection is going to happen any day now, most likely.
Right, but last night's was over what, deleting?
That was an add-on to the Mar-a-Lago
the
document scandal. Yeah, yes. Because he was ordered his employees to delete all the video, I guess, of people moving the boxes around.
Oh, that's what it was.
And hiding the documents, yeah. So that was four more charges. And then in Fulton County, Georgia, the district attorney there is likely to indict Trump for messing with the Georgia election that presidential year. And I read
numbers continue to grow in terms of this is not helping any of his Republican opponents catch him in any of these polls.
No, but I read that they were putting barricades up around the courthouse, which means the indictment is probably coming soon, and they're expecting a possible insurrection down there.
Oh, they were ready for that in New York and then again in Florida with the boxes, but that didn't happen.
Well, after January 6th, nobody takes any chances.
People did show up, but it wasn't an insurrection kind of thing.
Insurrection.
Right on cue, big story today in the El Segundo Times. Summer brings COVID-19 uptick and renewed traveling and socializing. How bad will it get? Oh, they have to be kidding me. And, of course, it came complete with people riding down an escalator at the latest Comic-Con convention in San Diego. Oh, that was in 2019, but they're showing that picture to show, oh, we're back to those kinds of crowds. What could it lead? They've had this reporter now for over 3 years. This has been his the COVID beat, Ronggeng Lin II. They dragged him out for this story again. You were right, John. They did mention the sewage water, wastewater.
That's all they have to go on.
Coronavirus levels in LA County wastewater has been trending upward.
They don't have any hard data otherwise. People don't go to the doctor anymore for this. If they test, and most don't, they test at home. That a home test isn't reported anywhere. And the government's not even collecting data on most of these
Nobody's wearing masks anymore. Just a few people are left masking.
I had a friend who went down to Comic-Con. Yeah, he was there for 2 days. He said I counted maybe four masks.
Oh, I thought the nerds might mask.
No, they don't.
They don't, huh?
No. It's people who are mentally ill who do that. Now the mask is a sign. Really, you put on a mask, go in public, you're telling the whole world, I'm completely nuts. Look at me. See? I'm nuts.
Oh, even the Times story says, just keep a mask handy in case you may find yourself sitting on a plane next to somebody who's spraying droplets in your face.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Even if somebody has that wet cough right next to you?
Now, Deborah Marks still does that, right?
Well, I haven't, except I will bring a mask for that exact situation.
In case somebody's leaking?
Yes, it's disgusting. It's not even that I'm worried about COVID. It's God knows what else that person has. I don't want to get sick. What?
Nothing. So the rest of your life, you're going to carry a mask around.
Okay, or I'm going to look like a ding-dong because I'm going to take my shirt and I'm going to pull it up and cover my nose and mouth because I don't want the droplets heading my way. It's disgusting. And when you're on a plane, there's no getting away from it.
There's
especially
droplets.
Long, long plane rides.
Should I bring a mask for my flight tomorrow?
Where are you going?
Vegas.
Nah, you could if you're sitting next to somebody that's hacking away and sneezing away.
Like a little Barbara Ferrer over there.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is way different than what she has said.
You just sound like her. Eric's turning to you for advice, and you sound like her.
Well, Mr. Sklar, let me tell you.
There's other diseases in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, COVID's the least of them.
Yeah, really. Be careful there. All right. Well, you know, a lot of people have left California for the state of Texas. And a story like this is the reason the Texans are the way they are. And I think this is the second time this has happened this year. A guy tracked down his stolen truck and he confronted the car thief and he ended up killing him. It was a Ford truck.
Oh, it's too bad. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that.
He got wounded though. Mm. He came up on his truck, and at gunpoint, he ordered the man behind the wheel and a woman that was with him outside. This happened in San Antonio. The man and the woman were seated on the ground. He had him at gunpoint. Police were called. It looked like it was going to end somewhat quietly. 2 minutes after the call, the suspect pulled out his own gun, and he shot the owner of the truck. But he returned fire, and he killed the car thief.
Mm-hmm. And under Texas law, according to one analyst, he may have been acting within the law. The law says you got to do what you got to do.
I like what the police chief in San Antonio told reporters. Yeah, the bad guy's the one dead, yes. The driver of the stolen vehicle is deceased, shot by the owner of the stolen vehicle.
In Texas, you're allowed to use deadly force to recover property. A lot of states don't have that provision. But if somebody steals something, if you want to track them down and shoot them to get your stuff back or your car back, you can.
I know. There's all sorts of tracking options, and you got Apple Tag you can use to track stuff.
Compare that to the Riverside story where they let out a felon this week. We talked about it extensively earlier.
Yeah, pick up the podcast for that when we talked to the DA out there.
Well, Mike Heston, the 1 o'clock hour, you ought to listen to. This guy, Christopher Jackson, committed 77 felonies, 77 of them. Only got a few months in jail, and he's been released. Now, in Texas, somebody will track you down. You don't get to 77 felonies in Texas. Somebody tracks you down and shoots you. But here, we don't throw them in jail, and nobody tracks you down. So what happens? These guys just go on stealing and stealing and stealing.
That's what I mean. Sometimes this is what it takes. He wasn't going to kill the guy. He was just holding him at gunpoint, but the guy pulled his own gun out and shot him. So, of course, you kill him. Got to shoot to kill because honestly, of all the things we just talked about, the thing that's big here is self-defense. He went to recover his own property. He didn't hurt anybody until this guy pulled the gun and shot him. Well, of course, now you have a right to kill.
I didn't know this. I mean, self-defense plus, you can go and chase the bad guy to get your property back.
Right.
And then shoot him.
Well, you can actually, but if you get your property back, you can't just shoot him, right? Can you? It would have to be a situation where maybe there's some kind of struggle over the property.
The specific provision authorizes deadly force to recover property.
Right, but deadly force means the threat of it, but I guess that does sound like it means you can actually kill someone to get your property back.
You got to do what you got to do. That's the philosophy.
All right, as soon as we return, this will be our final keyword in this run of the contest, which will be revealed. So listen carefully for the keyword. Follow the instructions. This contest will come back, but we don't know when. It'll continue, of course, on Tim's show after us, but that's it today. Then we'll follow that with the Moist Line, round one. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's see what's in the Moist Line bag this week. You leave a message using the iHeart Radio app, or you call the toll-free number, do it the old-fashioned way, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Oh, my God. Can everybody quit clutching their pearls? We live in a desert. It gets hot. Jesus.
For these people with this time-lapse bullshit, if everybody else starts at 1, you tell them they start at 12:30. That was
the time they're on time.
I just lost so many brain cells from listening to that TikTok girl talk about being late to work. Oh, my God. Imagine being expected to be on time to your job. Yeah, like always ever in history.
I am fleeing to Utah. Did you know that out of a state of 3 million, homelessness only has 3,000 people? I can't wait. Bye.
I wonder if Mexico secures its southern border.
Is the doctor standing there in front of them when they take a piss for the test? Obviously, they're cheating. They're getting clean urine. Duh.
I keep hearing about this guy that ran over there to North Korea. He went over there on his own free will. That was a conscious decision he made. Let him suffer the consequences. I really hope not one dime of taxpayer money goes towards any kind of negotiations for this kid.
Yeah.
Two, if there is to be any negotiation, that should be on the parents. And if the parents do go, they should take Dennis Rodman with them.
Hey, you guys are f***ing dumb, eh? I fucking got off meth because I just got tired of it, man.
How difficult would it be for the folks in charge to take care of this RV homelessness problem? They go out, they find themselves a large parking lot, they run some water lines, they run some electrical lines, put some markers down to where the spaces are going to be. Every other day you have a poop truck come out and pump the shit out of their tanks, and you're done. It'll probably only cost them, what, $2-4 million of space, but what the heck? It's worth it, right?
When you go down to Baja or many places in Mexico, you don't see homeless drug addicts. Why is that? The police are permitted to grab them off the street and take them into facilities that are equipped to handle drug addiction, mental illness. I know this for a fact because I've got friends and family that have taken their loved ones down to Baja Ensenada and done it.
Okay, so let's not vote Democrat or Republican. Put people's ideas in a hat, know who they're from, don't tell the public, have the public vote, and see how it comes out. That's how we should vote.
Hey, a quick question on climate change. If it's true and we're overheating our planet, how come all of the highest temperatures on this date of 1891 and 1865 and all of this are always higher than the records set now?
I think it's sad that when the Democrats have so little confidence in their party that they have to resort to lying and stealing and cheating.
I wonder how many
motorhomes illegally dumping sewage into the street the cop passed up, chasing that kid before he pulls him over for an air freshener.
My proposition is that you wear a band around your wrist that's difficult to take off. You get a punch card type of system where you get 10 times where you can be recovered by Narcan. On the 11th time, it wasn't meant to be.
You're left to die.
Yeah, the guy in the CNN report that said that it's like a police state up there in San Francisco. Sir, I don't think you know what that word means.
Something that maybe people have overlooked is the truth is everybody in politics is beholden to alien races, and the alien races want electricity so they can control the power. On top of that, what you don't see, former president set this president up greatly and easily because he's such a greedy rat. So have fun with that. Dear America, what's happening next?
The government of this state keeps doing dumb things like wanting to pass a bill for speed traffic cameras. First of all, most of the people that probably do that stuff, they are driving around with no license plates whatsoever. So those same people will still get away with the crime. Yet the hardworking citizens are going to get jacked for whatever the ticket costs for going 5 miles over the speed limit.
That's it.
Here's a plea deal for old Hunter. Just roll over on Dad and we'll give you hookers and blow for life.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please
There's
hang
the
up.
Plea deal on the table. Hookers and blow for life.
Just roll over on Dad.
Dad. It's like a TV show, guy. All right, there you go. That's part one of the Moist Line. Very entertaining. They'll be back at the end of the show.
A tough crowd.
The next up is to put a hack into the dumpster. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I'd
love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app and run every day, 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, you missed the show or most of it, part of it, go to the iHeart app. John and Ken on demand. Show becomes a podcast. You can listen to it anytime. Listen to it at any moment this weekend.
We have a story here. We did this earlier this week. In a brand new interview, Joe Biden has finally admitted that he has a seventh grandchild, 4-year-old Navy Joan Roberts. That's the young girl that was born to a stripper that Hunter Biden...
The stripper Floozy.
Floozy, right. Apparently, he's repeatedly left out this grandchild.
Yeah. You know,
whenever they talk about it, they even had stockings with the grandchild's names and not this kid's name.
He had to be shamed.
Her name is Navy Joan.
He had to be shamed into doing this because this was a political problem. There was even...
Yeah, there was a story about a lot of his supporters find this really bad.
There was a female columnist for the New York Times that was scolding him. Because women don't want to hear that Joe... ignores a granddaughter? How could you do that? That's cruel. But I mean, that's what Joe really is. By the way, let's see if the granddaughter and the stripper floozy get invited to the White House for Christmas.
Well, it says here Hunter Biden has never seen his daughter, has never expressed any desire to do so, according to London Roberts' lawyer.
It's clear Hunter Biden's a raging a-hole, right? I mean, but Joe is the one who pretends to be Mr. Grandfather.
That's right.
Mr. Family Man. Okay, so he's the fake. Hunter is being authentic. He's an a-hole. He knows it. He doesn't try to hide it. Joe is the one who tries to hide his a-holiness.
A-holiness?
Yes.
That kind of has like a double meaning. You're a-holiness, sir. Do they say that around the Vatican? Or?
When the Pope's in a bad mood, yeah.
Well, we're not throwing the Bidens in the dumpster. You've heard, of course, the intro there. It's time for a hack into the dumpster. We talked about this woman just the other day. She's very excited and proud and wants you to know this will be different than the red light cameras. It is the woman behind California's new speed cameras. Assembly Bill 645 is the work of Assembly Member Laura Friedman, who's from Glendale.
What a busybody this lady is.
And I looked up her Wikipedia, and it looks like she's running for Congress now. She wants to jump right on. She's a candidate for California's 30th congressional district, year's election.
Vote no. Get her out of political office. Good Lord. This is such a scam. Once again, what's the playbook? Scare people. Everybody's dying from all the speeding. And then control them. Slow them down. Take their money. There's three parts to this. You scare them. You control them. You take their money. And that's the playbook for most of these issues, and that's what's going on here.
Yeah, she is quoted in all these stories as saying, oh, I wasn't a fan of the red light cameras. Those did not work. This will not be a cash cow for the cities. We're going to make the fines low. You'll get a warning the first time. This is really just about making our streets safer and getting people to slow down.
There's no reason to slow down. The people going really fast are the ones who are whacked out on drugs. And they're drunk, and they're young, and they're criminals, all right? It's Friday and Saturday night. I bet you that's when most of the deaths happen in certain neighborhoods because of reckless driving by certain young demographics, period, all right?
They're not going to take any pictures of the driver. We're just going to get the license plate to the car, so this won't be points on your license.
Do you know anybody?
And if you're low income, well, guess what? If your second ticket, which starts at $50, comes, we'll cut it to $25 because you're low income.
Low income people.
Let me see. Don't low income people speed too?
No.
Why do they get a break?
I guarantee you, poor people run over way more victims than rich people.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Now I'm thinking of that woman that's going to go on trial. Remember
because
ran over those two boys.
It's the poor who end up with more drugs, more drinking in those neighborhoods, the crime neighborhoods, where the young men are crazy.
Right.
And they're doing the speed racing. It's not old people in Pacific Palisades that are running over people at the crosswalk.
Yeah, it's just symbolic of the way California is now. You talk about any bill that's going to penalize people. Make sure that it doesn't come down on the poor people too hard.
Because the money is
because they live by a different set of rules now.
Right. So they are running down the pedestrians at a higher rate, because in the poor neighborhoods, what are you going to have? You're going to have more homeless people stumbling around, right? More people in the streets. In the wealthier neighborhoods, you don't have as many homeless. You don't have drug addicts stumbling around. You don't have alcoholics stumbling around in Pacific Palisades. That's not what's going on. But you nail a wealthy person going over the speed limit, you could charge him the $500, you see? That's where they're going to get the money. They're going to make the money from the middle class and the wealthy. The poor people who commit most of these vehicular crimes are going to get off easy. So it's not going to accomplish what they want. And besides, if you don't pay your ticket, they don't come after you anyway.
No, they're not. The idea of this. Well, that's what I wondered, though. I said, if you're going to make this less punitive, how are you going to collect the money from people? They just don't want to pay. It's not a ticket. It's not a point on your license. You can just ignore this.
They don't want to take money from people. Laura Friedman is only interested in taking money from people. Period. End of story. She doesn't want to save any. She's not even sticking around. She's not even sticking around to see if this works.
She's running for Congress.
Congress. She's going off to Washington.
Well, here she is talking about the bill.
Yeah. What have you got to say, huh, Laura? Huh? Oh, you suddenly go quiet on us.
What? The machine froze?
What, do we got a Mitch McConnell situation here?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no.
Actually,
we're running the Mitch McConnell tape, so just listen.
Oh, we are? Okay, I'm listening.
This is Mitch McConnell from yesterday. Do you know he's still standing at the podium?
Just say Mitch McConnell, meet Dianne Feinstein.
The fines of this bill start at just $50, and you have to be going at least 11 miles an hour over the speed limit. Those living under the poverty line must be offered either an 80% reduction of that fine or community service, as well as a payment plan capped at $25 a month.
If a headache was a human being, this is what it would sound like.
$4,000 a year must be offered a 50% reduction.
All right, let's get to our mob members.
Come on, let's go. Where are the Ukrainians, huh? Good Lord.
Yeah, Ukrainians are in the mood to throw a lot.
You took care of the Russians. Take care of this woman. Up and in.
School zones and
wow. Was that Deborah Mark too?
Yes. That's her new.
New and improved.
Yeah.
That thing, yeah. It's got a little extra punch to it. Assemblymember Laura Friedman from Glendale. You hear her rattling around in the dumpster there, and she just loves the idea of speed cameras. They claim it's only going to be in school zones and street racing.
Street racing.
Street racing.
Yeah. So they'll move the street racing around. You know, if you end up with cameras on one particular block, they'll find another block.
All right. We will finish the show next.
You know what? Confiscate their cars and tow them to Mexico and have them crushed into a little metal rubble, and then you'll see. Get rid of the street racing.
We'll be bringing back the voice line people. Let's see what they have to say to close out the show. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
You remember Garcetti with Vision Zero a few years ago?
Yes, right. Nobody would die on the roads.
So. I was Googling because we were talking about this new law, speeding cameras to reduce deaths. We were right. They have a map. It's a little dated. It's 2012 to 2018. But Garcetti had set it up, and they have little black diamonds overlaid on a map of Los Angeles where a pedestrian death happened over that 7-year period, and heavily in the poor neighborhoods, like no question, overwhelmingly in the poor neighborhoods.
Which
makes, you know, it's makes sense.
Then that's where they have to put the speed cameras, but unfortunately, right, they can't pay as much.
Right. But the areas where people have money, very few black diamonds.
Yeah. All right. The Mega Millions, John, is $910 million tonight. You ready?
No. I'm so sick. I have no interest in lottery stories. I really don't. I just don't get the whole genre.
It's a frenzy. Let's finish with the voice line. You leave a message using the iHeartRadio app because you're a wealthy man. You don't need any more money. Or call the toll-free number, 1-877-VOICE-86.
I never bought a ticket when I was poor.
John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Biden, he did mumble and all that stuff, but he could have said I'd or weed in cancer or weed in every cancer, since he is being asked a fanciful little question about what would you do, if anything. But, yeah, I agree with
Biden's clearer than you are.
And they do cover for him.
You ought to get
really banging your head against the wall with these incompetent council and supervisors and Bassetti. And, you know, you're forgetting this is the will of the people, the voters. The voters wanted this.
Yeah, we don't
forget
that.
So don't forget, the voters are 100% at fault for the destruction in Los Angeles.
Yes.
The congressman that requested a private screening of Barbie movie for Congress understands that as long as they, the Democrats, remain current of pop culture, they will continue to push their agenda to the youth. And until Republicans understand that politics is downwind of culture, they're going to continue to lose in this state. They need to get on with the culture.
Those poor kids, what they're having to, you know, wade through as they're trying to just get to school is absolutely disgusting. It's really disgusting.
You threw that useless puppet Sheriff Luna into a dumpster. John and Ken, you are the f***ing best.
Yeah, old Mitch McConnell froze up because the skin stretching that he's had done on his face started to come loose, and he was afraid that his lower jaw was going to fall off in front of everybody.
Joe Biden claims to have discovered the fountain of youth until a reporter said, but wait a minute, you're as old as Methuselah. And Joe said, yeah, but I discovered it a long time ago.
Can we stop calling them homeless? They're slackers, and they want to be unhoused. Stop it. We're not going to solve the problem with the homeless title. They're slackers. Look at the definition of slackers, and the way to solve it is education and a job, which they're not going to do.
If income-based utility bills are set in place, the electrical grid is going to collapse. People are just going to want to get all the electricity they're forced to pay for. I'm just going to leave my AC on 24 hours a day, leave the lights on, swap out the motion security lights for constant light, and just to spite progressives, I might just go buy a freezer and take the door off and plug it in.
The next phase of this is to attach it to your bank account or credit card so that if you are hit with a fine by a camera, it automatically comes out of your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Just like the psychotic, that's mental coming, homeless cokeheads in Hollywood will attack and bite you if you get too close. I guess the mystery of whose coke that was in the White House has been solved. They should change his name from Commander Biden to Commander Biting. The dog is mad because they took his coke away.
John and Ken, the insanity is even worse in England. They've stopped mining coal in the country for essential manufacturers, so now they have to import it all the way from Australia. It's even more damage to the environment.
I can I be senator? Feinstein. I was thinking that Mitch McConnell looks like a deer stuck in the headlights, but looking at his neck, it looks more like a turkey stuck in the headlights.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Nice mob this afternoon.
Very tolerant mob.
Now he covered all the stories that you think of in the past week. Anyway, poor Mitch McConnell and Dianne Feinstein. Who?
You know what's funny? I heard all the Republicans saying, oh, no, no, I was at a meeting with Senator McConnell. He's sharp as ever. You know, he's on top of things. He's on top of his game and really at the peak of his powers. You know, all these guys have been ragging on Biden all months. But now it's McConnell who's clearly got a brain disorder.
Another example of how, they do what they have to do for their own party.
Bunch of liars. They're both done. Cooked. It's over.
Cooked.
Get out of the business.
All right.
Conway's here.
Although I will have to say, if McConnell was doing afternoons here or evenings, you'd listen to that.
Oh, to see if he frees up the guy on the air.
To see how often he says anything.
I'd listen.
Number one in the ratings.
Oh, sure.
For O'Connell.
If you never know when he's going to die, that's a good draw.
You never know. I was listening to you guys with the you know, the speed cameras and stuff like that. I also have an addition to that, and I hate to pile on like this because I know it's your program. But man, I see a lot of rich kids with fast cars causing a lot of this crap too. You know,
guy
gets a car at 16. And it's a you know, it's a high end Porsche or whatever it is. I see it all the time in Burbank. You know, guys flying down the middle section. Mm-hmm. You know, the rest lane.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. And there's never a cop around when you need him to nail him.
Smack.
You know,
vigilante justice.
I got a ticket in Burbank because I was driving around and then I realized that my wife or my daughter, somebody in my house, not me, left the passenger door open. Right, so I was right near Starbucks. I remember this. Took off my seatbelt, leaned over, closed the door, put my seatbelt on. The cop was sitting right next to me. He goes, hey, you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
No.
He pulled up. He pulled up while I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And I said, no, I just reached over to grab the door.
No.
And
he's like, yeah. He gave you a ticket?
This is 25 years ago.
Oh. Yeah.
But I think he gave me a ticket because I was driving a red Pulsar with T-tops. Like a drug addict or whoever drove that car. I don't know.
You're up to no good.
Yeah. There are actors that are crossing the picket line. That's not good. You know, because there are some shows that have made an agreement with SAG and AFTRA and the Writers Guild, mostly SAG and AFTRA. And so they're crossing the picket line and the other actors are getting pissed. So we're on top of that. Alex Stone is on tonight. I know Ken likes him. Alex Michelson is on tonight. I know John likes him. And Billy Ray's on tonight. And I know
Eric likes him.
Mark Ronner loves that guy.
Mark Ronner likes him. Okay. Right. Everybody has somebody.
Yeah, we're going to talk Strike with Billy Ray at 6:35. He did Captain Phillips. You know that movie, Captain Phillips?
Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, with Tom Hanks.
That movie, you know, yes.
I am the captain now. That movie.
Yes.
Yeah, he wrote that movie. It was up for an Oscar award.
Is that right?
Good
film. And he's going to be on your show.
Yes, but how about this?
Yeah.
I'm watching the Oscars, having just gotten fired from KLSX, and my buddy's getting an Oscar nomination.
Ding dong.
Yes. Life. Tough time in the Conway household.
Life is not fair.
Tough day. Tough night.
All right.
A lot of actors go through that.
Ding dong.
A lot of my fellow actors.
Your fellow actors.
Guy's got energy tonight.
That's right.
He's ready to go. Mark Ronner has the news.
Yeah.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.